Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Ronnie Matthews with RE/MAX in Spring, Texas. Last year, he, his wife Kathy, and team closed 1,384 transactions with a total sales volume of $408 million. His average sales price was $294,000, of which 40% were buyers and 60% were sellers. Ronnie has a 22-member team, one listing specialist, five buyer specialists, one pre-listing coordinator backup listing specialist, two listing coordinators, one listing contract administrator, one listing department manager, two buyer coordinators, two pending coordinators, one pending department manager, one relocation director, one elite properties director, two builder relations, one graphic designer, one bookkeeper, one broker, and two co-founders. Ronnie and his wife Kathy are the co-founders of the Ronnie and Kathy Matthews team. He's been an agent for 30 years and works the Metro Houston market. In this call, Ronnie talks about how a high school dropout sold 50 homes his first year in real estate, being a couple team with his wife Kathy and distribution of duties, working 80 to 100-hour weeks to build the business, creating the most productive sales team in our records by averaging 197 closings per field salesperson last year. How he finds the right team members, never interviews longer than 15 minutes, and why he pays his entire team a salary, setting up a seventh-level team that operates independent of the team leader. The repeat and referral marketing plan that accounts for 70% of his business, 968 closings last year, and why he thinks the team is underperforming in this area. How he sold the team practice to team members, including the valuation used, payment term structured, and transition strategy, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Ronnie.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Ronnie. I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Ronnie, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, Mike, as far as I actually was in the construction industry, I had a plumbing utility business and actually had a pretty good sized company, one of the larger independents in the Houston area. In 1985, I had 65 guys working for me, and we did big construction, big commercial construction work. Many people have heard about Houston in the 80s. Well, the 80s in Houston was much worse than 2008, 9, and 10 was for the economy in general, for the U.S., which is the most current recession. In Houston in the 80s, probably 50% of all the homes in Houston got foreclosed on over a period of 6 or 7 years. It took at least 10 years to kind of work the city back out of it. 1987, I got beat out of several million dollars by builders that went out of business and didn't pay for the work that was done. And one day, Kathy and I woke up and I said, you know what? We're broke. We got to start something different. And neither one of us had degrees. I dropped out of high school. She had 2 years of college. We looked at each other and said, what are we going to do? And we said, well, let's try real estate. You know, like many people, we'd seen the advertising come across and how people were selling 50 and 60 homes. And like anyone, we could multiply by three. So we thought, man, this will be fun. Obviously, once you get in it, you learn it's a little different. So January 1st, 1988 is when we started in real estate, and we wanted to go to RE/MAX, but at that time they required $500 deposit per person, and we didn't have the $500. So we started at Century 21. We worked there for almost 8 months, and by then the business had grown, and we'd raised a little cash, and we could afford to move, and we moved to RE/MAX in September 1988 and have been with the RE/MAX system ever since.
Do you recall that very first year? Did you have a fast start, a slow start? How did it go that first year, and what were you doing to make things happen?
Well, I do remember it. You know, our first year, we sold about 50 homes. And, you know, it was kind of unique. Back in those days, teams weren't something that existed, really. And Kathy and I, because she had worked in the business, too, we started together. So it was always Ronnie and Kathy Matthews. And so we were a team before teams kind of existed, and it worked really well. We quickly found out she was much better at working with buyers, and I was much better with numbers and listing appointments and closings and contract negotiations. So it quickly kind of worked out, and like I say, we closed about 50 homes our first year. Now, our average price, Houston was in the depth of the worst of the 80s, and our average price was about $80,000.
And how were you getting that business, that 50 transactions that first year?
You know, we lived in a little neighborhood that had about 400 homes, and we knocked on doors, we had little events at our house, we went to anything and everything that happened in the subdivision. And then, you know, quickly, and people didn't realize we just started in the business, and we had the commonality that we lived in the same community they did, had the same concerns about property values, and there were still lots of foreclosures floating around. And so dealing with that and all of those things gave us an immediate connection to our community. And then as time went by, then we branched into adjoining neighborhoods and continued to grow from there.
Well, let's fast forward into today. So how long have you been in the business now?
I guess we're working on 30 years.
That's fantastic. And last year, how many homes did you and your team sell, and what was the sales volume?
Last year we did almost 1,400. I think the number was 1,384, and for a little over $400 million.
Wow. Wow, that is incredible. And you've had a long and very productive career. Do you know approximately how many homes you sold in your career and what the sales volume's been?
Yeah, we actually, earlier this year, we were kind of just playing with numbers because we didn't have the exact. But we're well over 15,000 homes that we've closed, and over $4 billion in value of those.
Wow. So you're not only a billion-dollar agent, you're a quad. You're a quad billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what happens with time and high production. It adds up to something, doesn't it? And, you know, we're in the Houston market, so even today, our average price is in the 290 range.
Wow. That is impressive. Thank you so much. Now, I want to talk about last year's productivity. It seems really high to me. You sold almost 1,400 homes. How many people were on the team, the total number of people, both sales and staff?
We have a total of 22 people on our team. And that includes everybody from the bookkeeper to the graphics person to the buyer's agents. In the field, we have 5 buyer's agents. And we have 2 listing agents. We actually have 1 full-time listing agent and 1 listing agent that does other things also. And that's the total of our field staff is 5.5 people.
Those are some incredible numbers. I want to open that up for some people. If I'm doing my math right, that's about 63 closings per team member, total team members, incredibly productive. And then for the people out in the field, the licensed folks out there making the sales, if I'm doing that math correctly, it's about 197 closings per agent. That's extremely productive. How are you doing that?
I think the big thing is there's several things that kind of contribute to that. Our system is unique from most, and now I start to hear similarities across the country, but we never had independent contractors. We always had employees. So the first assistant we hired was an employee. And our buyer's agents, our listing agents, the entire team is employees. And of course, we actually have a different twist that I'm sure you'll want to get into later. But we actually sold the company to our employees January of 2016. So, you know, now 15 of them are actually owners of the company. And there's still no independent contractors. It's all a team. All the business is team-oriented. Everybody works together. And so, you know, our people in the field can be very productive because they do what they do best all the time. You know, our listing guy, he goes on 3 or 4 listing appointments every day, 6 days a week. And if there's more appointments than that, then it falls over to our other person. And she usually probably goes on 6 or 12 a week herself. And then our buyer's agents, they're working with buyers. And then they also once they get contract signed, done, it goes into our pending department. We've got a great gal in there that pins for them and handles most of the process right through to the closing. And that way the buyer's agent can be on to their next buyer that they're working with.
That just seems so amazing that they're so productive. Let's start on the listing side and how you're getting that kind of productivity. Obviously, there must be great lead flow, and we'll come back to that in a second. But the lead flows coming in, these people, the listing agent going on 3 to 4 appointments a day, how many of those is he signing up?
The two numbers, you know, you go on appointments and they don't list at all. And then as far as you go on appointments and they list, and as far as if someone lists, then we're probably in the 80% wide, somewhere in the 80-85% of every listing that he goes on that actually goes on the market, then he gets that listing. You know, there's probably, as far as on the total appointment that you go on, probably in the 65% or so of all the appointments end up listing. Some of them just never go, you know, 10 or 15% want to know, think their house is worth more, thinking about doing it. We'll do it in a year or two, you know, those types of things.
That's really, really incredible. And I assume some of this must be that you're finding the right people. These are very productive people. Is there a secret that you've learned to find the right people to get them into your business?
You know, the funny thing is, a typical interview with me over the years probably took 15 minutes. I never did any of the tests that everybody's doing now. I just sit down and talked with people for 10 or 15 minutes. If I felt like they truly cared and didn't think they were smarter than everyone else, you know, you can teach someone almost anything, but if they don't have the right attitude, it doesn't matter how smart they are, they aren't going to learn to do it our way. And most of our people, the buyer's agents, typically I found that I like to find people with roughly a year's worth of experience. That's long enough that they knew some of it. It's short enough they hadn't come so set in their ways, long enough that they realize it's hard. And so if they suddenly are walking into our system and there's lots of leads and lots of business happening, they realize it's not them. It's the system that's bringing the deal to the table. And then their job is to go out, find them the right property, and sell it to them.
Now, you also mentioned that you've put these folks on as W-2 employees, not as independent contractors. And do you think that that has something to do with the productivity level?
I think so. You know, and it's funny because nowadays I talk to lots of people about it and they ask questions. And I truthfully have counseled most of them to set their buyer's agent up as commissioned independent contractor type people and probably the rest of their staff to be employees. One, because the way it's structured, if they're working in the office for you, you know, they're employees, IRS standards regardless, even though many people in our industry still like to pay that as independent contractors. About 10 years ago, probably, maybe a little longer, actually probably 15 years ago, time flies, 15 years ago, roughly, we started providing medical insurance for all of our employees. We have a 401k program that we match. We have a Safe Harbor match program. We created a real business where our people had real jobs that they could rely on, and they had the benefit that, you know, so many in our business, a lot of single women, and, you know, they're not all single now, but many of them were when they started, and those benefits and things that they had was very important to them.
You have your productivity people, your people that are out in the field, the agents that are meeting buyers and sellers, they are also W-2 employees. So does that mean that they're on a salary and then a bonus? Or are they receiving a commission, but they are employees? How did you structure that?
Yeah, everybody here has a salary. Everyone in the company gets a salary. Most of them get incentivized in some way. Buyer's agents get a percentage, so they get a salary, their full benefits, and they get a percentage of the commission that is earned once it's earned.
Could you give us an example of...
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.